So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit therefore had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruit you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down, and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. For the wages of sin is death. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul paints for us a picture of two worlds that are definitely apart. One being slaves of sin, and then the other being the servants of God. And so he shows to us what will be the fruit of each of those. What is the fruit of those that are slaves to their sins? Their fruit will be death. And then for the servants of God, obviously it will be life everlasting. And so when he refers to then these slaves of sin, yielding their members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity, these are the people that are so caught up with their sins that they can't free themselves from it. They can't loosen themselves from that. And that's why he refers very distinctly that they are slaves to it. That they cannot get out from under that. They're chained up because of that. And so it's important for us to understand very clearly what St. Paul is talking about. And that's why he says, for the wages of sin is death. You know, we think about wages that people receive. Wages for the work that you do. And so from that, he says, the wages of sin then is death. It'll keep us away from life everlasting because we are so caught up with our sins. And that's why he refers to it as being slaves to that. But then on the opposite side to that, the servants of God, they are free from sin. And they therefore serve God faithfully. And so he says the fruit for their work will be the sanctification of their soul, very clearly. But then it also will bring to them life everlasting. And so it's important for us then to see this picture that he paints for us of how then the grace of God will bring to us life everlasting. But clearly it is up to us whether we want to receive that or not. I mean, granted, for every soul, all of us will fall into sin at some points. And that is why we have the beauty of confession. We have this sacrament that God gives to us to cleanse us again of that. And so, yes, very clearly, all of us will possibly fall into sins. But there's a difference between falling into sin because of weakness, because of, you know, we put ourselves in a bad occasion, but then also being slaves to that. Because, as I say, the difference between that is, obviously, if someone falls through weakness or different things, well, they go to confession and they release themselves from that. But if they're a slave to it, they will not get out from underneath that. It is what they are caught into. And so whatever means the slavery is, I mean, obviously it can be, you know, people, places, or things for any soul. And so for them, they feel that they cannot release themselves from that. They feel that they cannot get out from underneath then that slavery. I mean, obviously we know through the grace of God we can overcome anything. But at times, people, yes, they are caught up into that. They feel they cannot release themselves from that. And so therefore they stay in their sins. They are caught and bound by that. And whatever sin it may be. But as I say, the dangerous thing is when, yes, it can be a person, a place, or a thing. That all of a sudden that they feel they cannot get out from underneath that. And so they stay in that state for many years. And until the grace of God can help them to overcome that, to see that they have an out, an opening from that. And so that is what St. Paul tries to give us to see and to understand. And then in the gospel also it talks about, you know, the good tree and the good fruit, the bad tree and the bad fruit. And so again, it's clear analogies that are given to us. That if you have a dead tree in your yard, it's never going to produce any fruit. That is the same understanding for our soul. If our soul is dead, it will never produce the fruit that it needs to. But therefore, if our soul is alive with the grace of God, the fruit will come from that. The fruit that we have of the spiritual life, of our own life, it will grow because of the grace of Almighty God. And so that's where we have to try to understand when this idea and this sense of the good fruit and the bad fruit, the good tree and the bad tree, and our Lord says the bad tree will be cut down. It will be cut down and thrown into the fire. And so that helps us to understand again the idea of staying in the state of grace, of trying to live a life pleasing to God, an understanding of how much then the wages of sin, yes, it will bring death upon our soul, but then the fruit in understanding that, of how a bad tree, yes, produces the bad fruit, our Lord says it will be cut down. And that's why then he goes on to say, by their fruit you shall know them. Because of our spiritual life, that we will know whether we're in a good tree or a bad tree. What fruit do we produce? Are we enslaved to the sins that we fall into? And it's very easy for us to kind of justify and say, well, it's too hard for me to get out of these. But we know that is not accurate. We know that through the grace of God that we can overcome these weaknesses, these faults that we have. But we have to work on it. We have to strive to overcome it. And so, yes, it demands from us work to do. One, just the grace of being able to go to confession. And then to build from that. And that's why it's dangerous for us to stay away from confession for a very long time. In order to try to have the frequency in confession. Because you're building, in a sense, that resistance then to sin. That you're able to fight against that because of the graces that you receive from the sacrament and what it then instills in our soul. And the more that we go to confession, the more that we're able to examine our conscience and see where are these weaknesses fall for us. You know, where do these sins come from? These occasions of sin for us. And so therefore, that's what we must try to examine with our soul. And then to continue on in the gospel and seeing that, as our Lord says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, we've had this with other examples that our Lord gives to us, other parables that he gives to us. We think of the 10 virgins. The 5 virgins that were ready for the groom to come. And then the 5 that were not, because they had not the oil. And many of the spiritual authors say that oil was sanctifying grace. And so yes, they were not ready. But yet they would still try to knock on the door and say, Lord, Lord, enter. Let us enter into your kingdom. And our Lord's response at that point was, I know you not. Obviously because of them being away from the grace of God. That they are foreign to our Lord. They are foreign to God. But in this point that our Lord says in the gospel, he says, not everyone will enter into heaven, but those that do the will of my Father who is in heaven. They are the ones that will get to heaven. And so again, it helps us to see of trying to seek after God's will. Of that will be one of the graces for us of doing Almighty God's will, of living a life pleasing to him. And so through these different things, it gives us many things to meditate upon. We can meditate upon the bad tree, the bad fruit it produces, the good tree, the good fruit of doing the will of God. And sometimes it's hard for us to discern what is the will of God. But if we pray for those graces, if we ask God's help with that, God will lead us in the right direction. You know, if there's decisions we have to make with our life, or there's decisions in our family that we have to try to make, if we pray for these graces, God will lead us, if we're open to that. But maybe too often we're caught up in what we think is the will of God, and so therefore we will do what we want. And so very clearly our Lord gives us that understanding. They will not be the ones that enter into heaven. And so it's helpful for us to meditate upon these things. And I think for us to ask the question of what kind of fruit do we produce? Is it the good fruit? And so that is where then we have much to meditate upon, much to think about, much to consider, especially if we are caught up in our sins. Especially if, yes, we feel we are slaves to them, that we cannot break away from them. I encourage you then to meditate in this Mass or take advantage of the opportunity of confession during Mass. A different confessor sometimes can give us different advice, different things that can be a means for us to break away from these sins. It is always helpful for us. And so yes, if we feel that we're too caught up in our sins, it's a great opportunity for us to break away from those chains of sin. To have that feeling of relief then, yes. Of not being a slave to our passions, a slave to our sins. Because we mentioned that the wages of that is death. But then the wages of living a life, a servant of God, is life everlasting. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.